Okay, we're holding in Mishnah Gimel of the third Perek already. Now, before we begin the Mishnah Gimel, let me just get the Mishnayos, let us take a look at the end once again of Mishnah Beit so that we can remember.
Didn't we do Gimel yesterday?
Sorry?
Didn't we do Gimel yesterday? This talks about the keeps of Zivulim.
It introduced it, no. But Gimel's talking about the same subject.
Yeah, that's why I say let's look at Beis, because it's a continuation almost word for word. So we need to look at the end of Beit. So the end of, during Mishnah Beit, we discovered that we've got a problem here in terms of Zibul, right? So in other words, you're not allowed to do the fertilization of a field during Shvias, but you are allowed to put out your compost heaps. The question is, how do we define what is Zibul and what is just putting out your garbage? So there, we need to understand that normally when people would do a real Zibul, they would pile up a large heap and then they would take a tractor and move it all over the field, and that would be the way to do the fertilizer. Now, we said before that once it's after the time that people do Aveda in the field on Shemitah, so Rabbi Meir said, from that point on, you're allowed to do it. And then we had the other shitas that the manure becomes hardened or it starts hardening. And then we got into the second Mishnah, which gave us a limit of three separate heaps we needed to have in order to show that this is just concentrated in one area. And they had to have at least 10 wheelbarrowfuls, mashpelot, each one of a letech apiece. So now, the closing words of the previous Mishnah was that you can have larger piles, but you can't have more piles. Because if you have more piles, you're covering over more of the actual surface of the field, and it looks like you want to have a convenient way of spreading over the field. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says there's no problem, because it does not look like you're being mezavel since it's such a large pile. Okay, so we continue today to explain the shita of Rabbi Shimon. So it says Mishnah Gimel, Oseh adam etzadeo shalosh shalosh ashpatot lebeit sa'ah. You can make, like we said at the yesterday's Mishnah, three per 50 by 50 amas, 2,500 amas. Yeter mikan, right? There's a bunch of different girsaot here. Something got messed up. So the pashtus is that the correct girsa would be that yeter mikan is also mutter, not the word bachatzif, which came in here for somewhere else. Tainas from Mishnah Vav, Tainas the Tosfos Yontav. And the correct girsa should be yeter mikan mutar divrei Rabbi Shimon. So we're just repeating over here the halacha aliba de Rabbi Shimon. If you learn machatziv, then it's also a question what this is. Machatziv would be a chatzuva, which is in a specific shape that looks like the bottom, the way that you would have the feet on the bottom of a type of pitcher. Okay, but the pashtus is that it simply means mutter. Sorry?
Like a tripod, a three-legged tripod?
Could be. I mean, there's machlokas in what exactly shape it is. But okay, so assuming that that's what it really means. V'chachomim osrim. V'chachomim say there's only one way that you can get away with adding. And that would be you could dig a ditch that would be at least 3 tefachim deep. And then it would be clear that you are putting this here in order to have a separate compost pile. Or you could build a base you built it up 3 tefachim. So then it's clear that this is not for the purposes of the field because you're separating it from the field and it's a separate pile. So then you can add, Oseh adam et zivlo otzer. So you're allowed to have this enormous big pile and that it doesn't look at all. That would be if it has more than the whole shear of the three ashpatot. You could also do if you put it in one gigantic pile, says the Tanakhama. Whereas Rabbi Meir says, no, you can't even do that. You still have to be careful to make it clear that it's not for your field. Now, I mean, these are like an awful lot of garbage. What if you don't have that much? So what do? Do you have to keep it in your house the whole time or what? So the truth is, hayalo davar mu'at. If you've only got a little bit of manure or of your organic wastes and you don't have sufficient to cover these gigantic shiurim to make it clear, it doesn't matter, because as long as people seeing you each day bringing out a little more and adding to it and so on, so then they are clear that this is just the way that you're bringing out your garbage. And so mosifa lavoleich, you can continue bringing out as you get new waste. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, how can you do that? I mean, and meanwhile, until people see this, you establish the pattern, so people are going to be chayshid you that you're doing a real zibul during Shemitah. So you can't do that either. You'd have to, if you want to start a compost heap, you'd have to dig down 3 tefachim, or by Magbiah 3 tefachim. Or, now there is an alternative, you could find a very rocky area where you're obviously not doing anything for the field, and you could pile it up on that to start and then grow, and then you can move that off and maybe start another one on a rock, and that would be okay, because then it's clear that it's not roy for planting, so you're not doing it for the sun. Now, another big problem that you would have, which relates to the issue of zibul, is what do you do with your animals? So, I mean, suppose a guy usually keeps his animals in his own field over the winter, or he's not letting them out to graze. So then if he makes a pen on his field, so then obviously that pen is going to be very enriched with organic waste. And for all intents and purposes, that's one of the ways that people actually take care of doing the fertilizing of their field. So they move the animals around from one space to another space. You build a little bit of a pen on one place of the sada. You keep your animals there for a while until they enrich the soil. And then you move on and you keep moving them around. Now that is called, the word for a pen is a deer. And the word for moving the pen around for fertilizing is midayer. So you build a deer, then you move the deer onto the next side of the deer and so on. So what would you do during Shemitah to avoid the impression that this is all being done in order to get your field properly fertilized? So I'm a dayer et sadeh, and this is where you need to keep your animals. So then what would you do? You would be oses sahar, so you would make a little bit of a place that was surrounded by a fence, and the largest area at a time that you could go was 50 by 50. So it would have to be a Beit Sa'atayim. Okay, but this would be, Beit Sa'atayim is 50 by 100. In other words, 2 Beit Sa's. So you could have this one large area, 50 by 100. Then when that is completely filled up and you want to move it on, you could even do so. You don't have to keep your animals in the same area, but keep one of the sides that was there from the beginning and move the other 3 sides to the other side of the 4th side, which would be another 100 by 50. And then you can move your animals there. And that way you would get a total of four Beit Sa'ah to be filled, but not your whole field. So a total of 4 Beit Sa'ah. You would be Oker Shalosh Ruchot, Meniach Ata Emtza'id, and that way Nimtza Medayer Beit Arba'at Sa'in, you could get away with having 4 sa'ah of your field properly fertilized. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, no, you could do double that. You could do Beit Shmonat Sa'in, which could mean it's Machlokas, how to be Mefarish what he's saying. Some say that you could even, according to the Sheet of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, we don't pass him like, but that it would mean you can even make it Lechatchila one large Beit Shmonat Sa'in, or that all he's doing is doubling the size. But he still holds that you'd have to first start with 4 and then move it on to the other side to 4. How about if the entire field was only Beit Arba Soin? Then you couldn't do that either. In other words, you can do up to Arba Soin according to Tanakama, or less than the size of your whole field, whichever comes first. So then you'd have to be Mishayer Mimeno Miktsat. You'd have to leave some of it without the deer, Mipnei Mar Ita'ayin, because it looks bad. And people will say that you're bringing mezavah the entire field. Umotzi min ha-sahar, But then doesn't mean that after the sar is full of organic waste that it has to stay there. You could now take out from the sar and noten l'toch sadeo k'derach ha-mizablim. You could still keep to the same shear of three piles in the rest of the field, utilizing the manure from the diur that you did. So that would also be okay, right? That's the way almost everybody is mefarish. Okay. Mishnah Hey. Now we get to another issue. The other issue is siku. Siku means, as also a chelek of the idea of harisha. So we said, harisha means actual plowing. Zibul is a type of toldah of harisha because it makes the earth more nutrient rich, the same way that harisha does. And therefore, it too is encouraging the earth to bring forth peiros. But there's another thing that you do that is similar to harisha, which is removal of stones that are in the way of plants growing properly. So that itself is a preparation of the karka for planting. So how would you do that if you've got an area in which you have a lot of rock and you want to actually be able to use that rock for building onto your home? Now, people who see you bringing in a tractor and taking out those rocks are going to be very suspicious. Aha, what's he doing? He's obviously getting his field ready for Mitzvah Shemitah. So he's working on his field during Shemitah. So therefore, lo yiftach adam machtsev b'tchila l'toch sadeh. So he should not start during Shemitah, if he's got a big area of stone, if he hadn't started taking out from there before, and people know he always brings in tractors to take out stones and he sells the stones or he uses them for building, he shouldn't start during Shemitah because it looks bad. Achiyubo shalosh murbiot she'en shalosh al rum shalosh. Unless he has available three layers of rock, each one of which is three amot by three amot. So in other words, it's possible. He's got so much, doesn't mean literally that he's got the natural stone that is made in that fashion, but he needs to be able to be chotzev from it. He's got to have at least three rows of avanim that could be placed one on the other, which all together would be three amot by three amot by three amot high, which would be in each one of these shurot, there would be nine avanim, which would mean each evan is a full cubic amma. Why? Because then if he can get that much out of it and put it on a truck with his tractor, then everybody can see that that is a serious machtsev and that that is actual stone that could give him an addition to his home, and that that is the kind of thing that somebody doesn't do to clear his field. I mean, he's taking out serious stuff over there, and he's obviously got an industry-sized stones. So then nobody is going to be cheshed him that this is being done to be metaking his field. But if you don't have those 27 avanim, this is shirim, esrim v'sheva avanim, each one a cubic amma, then people will say, unless he's been doing this before Shemitah and everybody knows this is his business, if he's going to start doing it Shemitah, just taking little rocks out or smaller than this, not industrial size stones, then people are going to be cheshed him that he's doing it for his sodah. Okay, this is one approach to the Mishnah. Now, there are many who learn that the idea over here, it to be yiftach adam, does not mean not to start taking out, which is the Rashi's approach, but rather it means to uncover, so that these stones were covered before, and you shouldn't uncover it, in other words, you shouldn't dig up, take away the topsoil, in order to show that he has machtsev, because people will say that when he was sitting there and he was moving the topsoil, that he was actually hoeing. And this is not, unless that amount was megule from before. Okay, which is a completely different approach. It's not the question of the etzem sikul. It's a question of the chashash of the that it should be kishkush. I must say that the overall approach, when we see the next Mishnah, is going to be very, very strongly prejudicing us, as it did me, in favor of the Rashi's approach that we're talking about over here, the chashash of sikul. Okay, Rabbosai, this has been a tremendous amount of fun. And of course, Reb Barnea has a Trump comment for the moment. Yes, Reb Barnea.
It was biding my time, as I said. Two things. One is that Ne'ot Ketubim has beautiful explanations of Shemitah issues, and they have an area showing a quarry and the stones cut. They display this Mishnah. It's wow. Very, very cool. And secondly, I was in Ela Fortress Shaarayim once, with Sar Gunor, the archaeologist, and I had learned from Aaron Meir that organic matter that's in a dig produces different things. I said, look on top of the hill. This whole area is growing very high, and there it's empty. And Sar laughed. He said, the shepherd brings his sheep. This is where he keeps them in the winter. This half gets fertilized. That half doesn't.